there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. We're glad you've joined us today. We hope you'll enjoy the singing and the Bible story to follow. And now, here's the Bible Club choir ready to sing under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Choir for that good singing. Bible clubbers, do you have a pencil and paper handy? Run get it if you don't, because I have a Bible question for you, and this week I want to hear from you. It's very important that Bible clubbers write and let us know what station they hear the broadcast on, so that we can really pray and ask the Lord to help us be able to stay on those stations. Are you ready? Here's a good question for you. Now, you have to listen to the story today to be able to answer this question. Give me the name of the man in today's story, and give us the right spelling of his name, and you'll find it in the 10th chapter of the book of Mark. Oh, now you got to listen to the story and to see who it's about, don't you? All right, name the man in today's story, and you can find the right way to spell it in the 10th chapter. Chapter of Mark. And send your letter to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida. Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. And won't you seal your letter with prayer that the Lord will bless this ministry to boys and girls? And if you have a gift that you could share in the ministry, we'd love to receive that too, and God would bless you, I'm sure. And now, here's the choir again. As Jesus walked with his disciples, he taught them many things. And at last they walked on into the little city of Jericho. A hustling, bustling city it was. And as they came into the city and on through, the crowd gathered around Jesus. Some to see who he was and what would he do, and some to hear his words, and some had heard of his miracles and wanted to see more. Anything for a little bit of excitement. And they left shops and homes and ran along, and the crowd soon was big around the Lord Jesus, jostling down the street. But there was so busy, nobody had time to notice a pitiful sight beside the road. There, beside the highway, sat a poor, pitiful beggar. Poor old Bartimaeus! And besides that, he was blind. He couldn't see who was coming. He couldn't see the crowd and how big it was. He couldn't see to join the crowd and walk along beside and hear the Lord Jesus. He couldn't even see who was in the center of all that commotion. And he did want to know. And some way or another, the word got to him that this was Jesus. Oh, how he would love to see Jesus. But there was no way. Poor Bartimaeus was blind. He lived in a world of darkness. No way to see the sunset. No way to see the sunrise. No way to see the sycamores and the other trees in Jericho. No way to see the children playing. No way to see the commotion of the crowd. He was blind and lived in a world of utter darkness. Oh, poor Bartimaeus. Worse than that, he was a beggar. How bad off can you get? There he sat, clothed in the rags and tatters that only a beggar's income could afford. Poor thing, sat there many days crying, "Alms, alms," and only if some merciful person tossed a little shekel his way would he have something for supper. Poor Bartimaeus, helpless, couldn't work to make a living. He had to just get by on what few shekels were tossed his way. Couldn't see to get a job, couldn't see to do anything for himself. He just sat, helpless, begging beside the road. Would life always have to be this way? Would he never be able to get in on the good things that other people were doing? Poor, poor Bartimaeus. But he heard the commotion. And Bartimaeus did use the talents that he did have. He could use his ears. And he heard the commotion. And he wondered what it was. And he heard that it was Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth. But someplace or another, he'd heard more about Jesus than just his earthly name, Jesus of Nazareth. And somehow he knew he was the son of David. And right in the middle of all the commotion, he cried out, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And some of the people at the edge of the crowd were annoyed by this beggar's commotion, and they turned around and said, "Be still, beggar. Just be still. You're causing too much stir. Leave Jesus alone." But he cried out the louder, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And all they could do wouldn't hush his cry. And that cry fell on the ears of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And Jesus stood still. Oh, the cry for mercy at the Lord's feet will always stand, cause him to stand still. And Jesus said, "Come forth, bring him hither." And somebody turned around and said, "Come on, Bartimaeus, the master sends for you." Oh, he was delighted. He flung off his old garments and went to the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, "Now what would you have me to do for you?" Now, that was a funny question. Looks like to me anybody could look at him and see he was blind and know he needed to see. But you see, Jesus wants us to admit our need. Probably other people can look at us and, if we're not saved, say, know that we're sinners and know we need to be saved. but it doesn't do us any good till we come to the point that we realize we're sinners and know we need the mercy of the Lord. And so Bartimaeus says, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And right then, Jesus healed his eyes. And all of a sudden, the cloak of darkness that was around him all his life was gone. All at once, he could see. He could see trees. He could see sky. He could see clouds. He could see people. And most of all, he could see the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Jesus said, "Go thy way, thy sins be forgiven thee." Oh, and Bartimaeus followed Jesus in the way. And so it is with every sinner that comes to Christ and admits his need and repents of his sin and turns to Jesus Christ. They all want to follow him in the way. If you're truly repentant, if you're truly saved, you don't want to go away from Jesus one bit. You want to stay right there with him and follow him and do his will all your life. Oh, boys and girls, I hope you are saved. But there may be a Bible clubber listening today that hasn't ever trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Maybe today you're still walking in the darkness of sin. You say, "Oh, Aunt Carolyn, I can see." Oh, yes, I know you can see the sun and the moon and the stars, but have you ever seen your real self as a sinner? And you have sin in your heart and you're walking in spiritual darkness. And like Bartimaeus, you're a beggar. You can't do for yourself. You can't save yourself. You can't forgive your own sin, that's for sure. There's only help for you in one person, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Jesus said he came to seek and to save that which was lost. And you need to realize today that your sin is against the Holy God, and that you are blind, and that you are a beggar, and you cannot save yourself. And right now, there by the radio, you should bow your head and ask the Lord Jesus to forgive your sin. Say, "Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I know I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. But I know Jesus died for me. And right now, the best I know how, I trust him as my Savior." Oh, if you come to Christ with a believing heart and put your faith in him, he will save you. Jesus said that he would not turn anyone away that would call upon him. So be sure today that you're saved. Trust him as your Savior. And then let Aunt Carolyn hear from you. God bless you. Until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.